NPR's John McChesney is in Iraq and embedded with several National Guard units. He sent us this reporter's notebook from Anaconda, U.S. supply base about 50 miles north of Baghdad.
I spent several days with Charlie Company of the Minnesota National Guard. They just had their stay here extended for 4 months by President Bush's so-called surge of force in Iraq. I went out on patrol with them one day, and we visited a couple of farms near the base. Farmers around here grow a variety of crops: watermelon, onions, turnips, corn, tomatoes. We visited two farms on this patrol. We rolled up in front of the houses, six Humvees, turret gunners at the ready, while a crowd of soldiers walks into the front yard. At the first farm, the young owner was questioned by some intelligence officers while other soldiers scanned the surroundings, rifles at ready. I talked briefly with the farmer.
So what is it, what do you make of these American soldiers when they come and talk to you?
I'm very happy.
Do you see them very often?
Usually we see them, but they never come and talk to us. This is the first time they actually come down here.
Was he really happy about that intrusion? The soldiers say they rarely know the real sentiments of the Iraqis they encounter. I tried to imagine how I would feel if a gang of heavily armed men who looked like they came from outer space appeared in my front yard. I figured I might be smiling too, on the outside. And I want to be clear here, these Minnesotans were extremely polite in these encounters, and most said they really wanted to help the Iraqis. We stopped at another farm, where, as the intelligence officer spoke with several older men, a group of about 20 kids gathered immediately. Almond-eyed little girls dressed in multicolored outfits peer into the Humvees and plead for a handout. And some boys are quite direct.
Money! Money!
An American F-16 afterburner flaming roars overhead. Some soldiers told me they used to hand out candy, but now they've stopped. One soldier told me that often when they roll through a town, the kids will be waving as they arrive and flipping the bird as they leave. Another distressing ambiguity for an occupying force in a counterinsurgent war. As we left, one soldier wondered aloud what kinds of memories these kids will have about this part of their childhood.
NPR's John McChesney.